It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we've discussed geopolitical activities and current events in our world today that seem to be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Our broadcast partners help us to look at these political activities before we look at the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word so we can understand the times in which we are living. Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. discussed with me the Iranian, Iraqi, and the Egyptian events that seem to be shaping our world today. Dave Dolan gave us a Middle East news update. We spoke of John Kerry, Secretary of State, visiting again Israel. I think this is the 10th or 11th time. But we also talked about Prime Minister Netanyahu's concern over Iran's ability to enrich uranium 6 times faster than they have done it in the past. We talked with Winky Madad. He lives in Shiloh, center part of the state. And Winky explained to us the Israeli need to control the Jordan Valley, a must for Israeli security. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us a look at the European Union, and we looked at the Turkish corruption scandal that's about to bring down Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan. This could be a real problem in Turkey. We also discussed the Pope's influence in the European Union today, how it's going to enhance the revival of the old Roman Empire. However, my conversations with Dave James and Brannon House focused all of us on the need for a proper worldview, God's plan for the ages. And this worldview plus God's plan for the ages based upon our study of the Bible and Bible prophecy. By the way, you can listen to all of my broadcast partners on Prophecy Today weekend. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you to be able to listen to our broadcast. And do me a favor, tell a friend about the conversations that we had with our broadcast partners. They may be interested in listening as well. But right now, I'd like to spend a few moments with you reflecting on Dave and Brannon's thoughts on a worldview. Now, let me remind you, a worldview is how we look at geopolitical activities and current events and determine why these events are happening today. A Christian worldview must be based upon his or her study of the Bible, but in addition to that, their study of Bible prophecy. You know, God does have a plan, and it extends from Genesis chapter 1 through Revelation chapter 22. It's the entire Word of God that helps us to understand God's plan for the future and develop our Christian worldview. Let me give you 3 approaches that'll help you as you begin your study of God's Word to develop a worldview, a Christian biblical prophetic worldview, and understand God's plan throughout the ages. Number 1, you must take a literal approach to interpreting the entire Word of God. You cannot allegorize the Bible. In other words, you can't make it into a fairy tale. You cannot make some of the Bible literal as you read through it and interpret it, and other parts, the fairy tale, are allegorizing Scripture. We are not God, and we must believe that He wrote the Bible and means what He says to us literally. By the way, if you take John 3:16 literal, then you must take the creation account. In Genesis chapter 1, for example, that must be taken literal. And all of Bible prophecy, you have to approach your interpretation literally there as well. Any other approach will cause great confusion. Number 2, we must study Bible prophecy to understand the future. Again, we must interpret Bible prophecy literally. God does have a plan for the future. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, the Lord used the Apostle Peter to help us understand that we have a more sure word of prophecy, and that would be the Bible. Early on in 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter told about an eyewitness account of the transfiguration. But then he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. As you stay there in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 says that all prophecy was given to ancient prophets prophets, ancient Jewish prophets, through inspiration. In fact, all Scripture is given by inspiration. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. So the fact being that we must study Bible prophecy to develop a world view and an understanding of God's plan throughout history will start when we look at the prophetic word of God and we take it all literal in our approach of interpreting it. The third point I want to bring to your attention, once we have the biblical facts, we can then form a world view, a biblical, prophetic world view. It's essential today to understand current events. It helps us to know how close we may be to the prophecies in God's Word being fulfilled. It will also help us to have an expectancy of His return to this earth, and it will help us then to live pure. Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, those that have this hope within them purifieth themselves. Let me go back over those three points, a way to approach your study of Bible prophecy. Number one, you must take a literal approach to interpreting the Bible. God's word was given to the ancient Jewish prophets by means of inspiration. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Number two, you must study Bible prophecy in light of the prophetic truth found in God's Word, laying out the end time scenario. And again, you must study Bible prophecy literally. Number three, once we have the biblical facts, we can then form a world view. Again, it is essential that each and every one of us have a world view. That comes about by studying God's Word. In addition to that, studying God's prophetic Word will help you develop your world view. And by the way, a literal study of Bible prophecy causes us to realize the rapture could be very close at hand. That's when Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, trump of God sounds, and we're all caught up to meet Him in the air. That rapture could happen at any moment. And in light of what we discussed with our broadcast partners and everything that they brought to the table here on this broadcast, we have to come to the determination that the rapture could happen at any moment, even today. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.